Embracing God's Timing, a compilation.
I was in a dry season, praying for answers, but witnessing no change. Over coffee one day, a friend casually mentioned a Bible verse about trusting God's timing. It wasn't a big revelation, but her words felt like a flicker of hope, a small reminder that God was still at work. This moment didn't fix everything, but it served as the first signal on the horizon, proof that God hadn't forgotten me. Sometimes that's all we need, a glimpse of hope to remind us that God is moving, even when we can't see the entire picture. In 1 Kings 18, the prophet Elijah was standing on Mount Carmel after a long drought, waiting for rain. Elijah prayed fervently and sent his servant 6 times to check the horizon, receiving the same report each time. Nothing. It wasn't until the 7th time that the servant finally spotted something. Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea. It wasn't much, but it was enough. This tiny cloud signaled the end of the drought and the beginning of God's promised downpour. A small cloud became the symbol of a massive blessing. This story teaches us that sometimes we only catch a hint of what God is doing. We may be praying for big breakthroughs or waiting for unmistakable signs, but instead, God often sends a nudge, a quiet reminder of His faithfulness. It could be a conversation with a friend, an act of kindness from a stranger, or a sense of peace settling over us unexpectedly amid chaos. These moments are like that cloud, small but filled with the promise of something greater. God's provision often starts in humble ways. The rain ending the drought didn't begin with a thunderstorm. It started with a small cloud. What little clouds are forming on the horizon of your life right now? Perhaps you've been waiting on God to move, and you've caught glimpses of grace, subtle shifts, gentle promptings, or small blessings that seem insignificant. What if those things are the beginnings of something far greater than you can imagine? Waiting is hard. We crave immediate answers, significant results, and clear direction. But faith often requires patience and trust in God's work behind the scenes. God calls us, like Elijah, to hold on to hope even when the evidence seems minuscule. Those little clouds of hope, whether they're moments of peace, unexpected opportunities, or shifts in our hearts, are whispers of His promises. Embracing God's timing can uplift our perspective and allow us to see the signs of His incredible blessings just around the corner, reminding us that God is near and His plan is still unfolding. Dear Lord, thank You for the clouds of hope You send to remind us of Your faithfulness. When our hearts grow weary, help us to trust that You are working. Strengthen our faith and give us patience as we wait for the downpour of Your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Gladys Childs. How long, O Lord? Learning to trust God's timing is not easy, to say the least. Since we can't calculate God's time, His timing often doesn't make sense to us. That's why, after Peter described one God day as being like 1,000 years for us, he went on to say, "The Lord is not slow, as some count slowness." It's also clear, however, that such a being as God operates on a very different timeline than we do, if timeline is even the right word. For God is not constrained by time. He is the Father of time. He is the Ancient of Days, existing from everlasting to everlasting. So when the speed of God seems slow to us, or when his timing doesn't make sense, we must not overlook this one fact. God time is different from man time. And God, according to his wise purposes, makes everything beautiful in its time, the time he purposefully chooses for it. Time for everything. Everything beautiful in its time. I get that from Ecclesiastes 3:11. One clearer way he reveals the wisdom of his purposes is how he has created, in our frame of reference, a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. God made everything beautiful in its time. The Hebrew word translated beautiful means appropriate, fitting, right. God's invisible attributes can be clearly perceived in the created order we observe and experience. They reveal the wisdom of his purposes, a wisdom far beyond ours. And God intends them to teach us that his beautiful timing can be trusted, even when we don't understand it. Trust the speed of God. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Yes, we must frequently help each other remember. God time moves at different speeds than ours. God works all things, at all times, in all places, in all dimensions, after the counsel of his will to accomplish all his purpose. God has a purposeful time for everything, and he makes everything beautiful in its time. However God chooses to use our times, it's critically important that we learn to trust his timing over the relative and unreliable earthbound perspective that shapes our expectations. Our times, like all times, are in God's hand. This is what it means to live by faith in relation to time. In choosing to trust the speed of God, we humble ourselves under his mighty, time-holding hand. According to 1 Peter 5:6-7, the amazing reward of choosing to embrace such joyful, peaceful, childlike trust in God is that he will exalt us at the proper time. John Bloom. Master Plans and Waiting for Awesome. There's something personally awesome that each one of us needs to understand. Every human put on earth was an intentional act of creation. King David affirms, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And Job says to God, "You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer." If the point of plans is that they prepare for a desired end, and if God has plans for you, that means there's a desired outcome he had in mind when he created you. But keep in mind that the full scope of a plan doesn't unfold on the first day. Take Moses, for example. Imagine God planning out Moses' life. Chapter 1 doesn't have Moses parting the Red Sea. It actually doesn't even start with Moses receiving God's directives at the burning bush on Mount Horeb. There are roughly 80 years' worth of chapters and pages that come before either of those events. When studying Moses' life, it's easy to marvel at the 40 years Moses spent tending sheep. Think of how patient he must have been at the end of that. I'm realizing now that it was really God who had patience in this story. Imagine creating a character and knowing that they'll only be ready to do what you want them to do 80 years after their creation. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't display the kind of patience that God had for Moses. I'm comforted at the realization of God as a planner. Here's why. Even if you feel like nothing is happening for you right now, and it's hard to wait, it could be that you're on page 200 of your book of life, and the best stuff begins on page 492. Or perhaps your awesome is a life simply filled with days lived well and to God's glory. Whatever the case may be, the great thing about God's plans is that even when nothing seems to be happening on the surface, He has all these intricate plans going on. He's at work even on ordinary days. He's working in your life toward helping you reach page 492 of your book, and beyond that as well. In a letter to the Romans, Paul calls God the God of patience. God is described as patient and long-suffering in the Bible. It's one of the characteristics attributed to him. God waited 80 years for Moses' awesome. So however long our wait may be, if God believes we are worth the wait, then we should too. Roald Watterson.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.